Welcome to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho, and this is July 8th, 2014, and I'm talking with Michael Spence. Michael is the chairman of the IECA Foundation, and just recently they hired a new executive director to run it, and there's some changes going on, so I thought I would talk for a few minutes with Michael and see what's happening. First off, Michael, why don't you give me in a couple, 3 minutes, what is the IECA Foundation? What's its mission?
Well, thank you, Lon, for the opportunity to talk about the IECA Foundation. We are, 16 years old now, and are the philanthropic arm of the National Association of Independent Consultants, IECA. Our mission is to identify and evaluate programs that provide access to education for underserved students around the country, and we have provided grants for probably hundreds of organizations over our 16 years that really focus on helping students continue on their educational paths from underprivileged communities, students who are struggling for one reason or another. And essentially, we exist because we are we're building on the philanthropic and community service nature of the educators who have found themselves as independent consultants.
Okay, well, this is all funded, isn't it, by donations, exclusively by donations, or do you get some other funding?
Exclusively by donations.
Okay.
Absolutely. We have last year our budget was $175,000, and those contributions were probably two-thirds by individuals, and probably a third by sponsors who are schools and programs and other organizations.
Well, I would imagine if the donations increase, you could have plenty of more places, good places, needy places it could go to.
Well, unfortunately, from our vantage point, I would say we're being very successful in getting the word out. We have many more grant requests than we're able to fund. So we're probably only funding maybe a third to a half of those organizations who submitted a grant, who meet our requirements, if you will, who fit our mission, who basically are doing what it is that we want to encourage. So absolutely, we would fund many more.
Okay, well, I've been involved with this somewhat. I've contributed a few times over the years and have watched it grow, and it's very impressive what it's doing. Now, the article that I started this call was that you hired a new executive director, Angela Han, and I understand that is coinciding somewhat with a little bit different in focus on what you're doing. So what has it been doing? What has the foundation been, the executive director, the old one, been doing, and how is this going to change?
Well, I would not say it's a complete radical change of direction. Under the outgoing executive director, we've really focused on infrastructure, developing the systems that allow a small foundation like we are to be responsive to our donors, to essentially do all the business of what a foundation is supposed to do. We have that in very good shape right now, and I think the new director will probably breathe some energy into our outward focus. We're coming up on a 20th anniversary. We're probably going to be initiating a campaign for a permanent endowment. So I would say that what we're going to do is build on the really solid base that has been put together over the last 3 years and look to reach further out, both from a fundraising perspective and also from a funding component, where we're hoping to be able to raise more and give more money to those organizations that we've identified.
Okay, well, Michael, I wish you all the luck in your endeavor, that it continues the growth and doing good things. And we've been speaking with Michael Spence. He's the chairman of the IECA Foundation, and this is Lon Woodbury for the Woodbury Report.